The last thing I was asking you was like the where I was recognizing other potheads when I smoked pot.
Yes,
because like I was finding family. Yeah.
Mushroom people, when they're on mushroom, can feel other people's mushroom. One of the things that is very typical for people to say when they're high, they'll be like, "You know where I'm at, don't you? We're at the same place, huh?" And they're like, "Yep," because you know you're. It's like the two of you guys are at a hilltop looking down, and without ever even knowing they did any drugs, you know immediately they're in the same place as you are. That's how tuned it is to one another.
Right.
It's amazing, amazing. I've experienced that with any drug I've seen, from mushrooms to LSD to ayahuasca. If somebody else is on it in the same, because you know it has a peak period like a bell, so they have to be kind of somewhere in the same period that you started and going down, so they match the frequency peaks as your body's breaking it down. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if they are, I don't care who they are, you'll know right away they're in the same frequency as you, and you'll be able to talk to them, and they understand everything you're saying. You'll be like, "Look at that tree up there. Can you hear the music coming from the leaves?" And they're like, "Yeah, it's like playing blah, 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 blah." They're like, "No shit, yeah." And you think that's because their brain is adapting to milliseconds of what they're saying, or they're both hearing something different, but they're like idiots believing that they're telling. Now, I'm telling you, they're synchronizing, literally. It's really interesting to watch. So, where did we leave off in our story?
You were talking about ayahuasca having a limited amount of time to set up its, like, to set up.
Right, it's 12-hour period. It's that bell. And it's working with that extreme peak that's going to be most powerfully broken compound into your body, where it has the highest level of taking over. And it needs to create those addictive patterns, because it's going to take time for it to really do what it needs to do. And it wants to stay alive. And it's only alive and conscious, do you understand, while it's peaking. So it wants you to keep doing it, and the more you do it, the more it can maintain at that conscious level. Do you understand? Until eventually it takes over, and that's all you've lived for.
Did it ever have a positive effect on human cognitive development at all?
I think absolutely it did. But it all comes at a price. You have to ask yourself, what is the price worth? I don't think it has anything to offer us nearly as much as it did primitively speaking. Of course we couldn't think about art as well. Of course we didn't see patterns and frequency shapes as well. All we had was nature, and we would look at that, and that was enough. But when you go into your brain, you have hallucinogens. I mean, where can you see colors, perfect squiggle lines going up and down? I mean, almost nowhere. I mean, in rare cases in nature, you might. But I mean, it would be rare and isolated. So when cavemen are seeing that, you've got to say, when they came out of it, they're going to mimic all these things in the ground, and then they're going to expand on ideas from that. Even the wheels on a wagon could have been inspired from a hallucinogen. So I do think it contributed to a certain degree, probably greatly, but its contributions now are simply repetitive. And the reason why I say that is because the basic elements that it could offer, which were probably brilliance, is the line and even a wheel, and you then your brain is able to maybe see the science behind it. You have genius after, okay? But these are all basic elements, the same way, I guess, in nature, ice crystals, when you hit a certain temperature, will follow a certain pattern procedure. Even though they say that no snowflake is identical, as far as I'm concerned, you've seen one, you've seen almost all of them, but they're just unique mixes of the same pattern over and over. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows a snowflake design, no matter what it looks like, even if it's uniquely different, you know it's a snowflake that did it. Okay? I guess what I'm saying is that when you do hallucinogens, there's a series of typical patterns that would be unique that you may not have seen anywhere before. So when you're done with it, you can take those patterns and maybe apply them into reality that's usable for culture, okay? But there's only a set number of those, like 1 to 100. There's 100 of them, okay? Once you've incorporated that into civilization 1,000,000,000 different ways, you see it, you just kind of like, it's cool, but you're not like that's revolutionary. If you never had it enter your primitive mind and you're just a caveman and you see it, it's got to be revolutionary.
So if you
but
did
to a modern man, it's just going to be like, yeah, I've seen it incorporated in life 1,000,000,000 different ways already. So what I'm saying is the next level of it is to attach to your memory and to make a black tie into a purple neon tie. You think it's pretty cool to see, but is there really anything unique about the idea of neon or polka dots, or that it's on a tie? It's just like being drunk. Everything just seems more amusing.
Yeah.
So everything it shows you is really what your intellect is already can comprehend. It's not showing you any new. It doesn't have the ability to discover the new. It's using you to teach it. Do you understand? And so you see all these crazy things because wires are mismatching. But it's old data as far as I'm concerned. I'm bored when I'm on it. I'm like, this is boring. Okay? And then I'm like, how long is this going to last? It's like a ride you wanted to get over with already. It's like being on a 12-hour ride and you've driven for 4 hours and it feels like you've been eight. You look at the clock and you're like, oh my God, it's only been 4 hours? Holy, you know, you're like depressed over it. That's how I feel when I do any drugs. That's why I don't do them. You know, so the point is back to what I was actually telling you, which was about Gaia opening up the cupboards expecting certain cans of food and stuff, and here's the doorway to Narnia in my consciousness because I am what I am. So it starts to immediately, without pausing, because it cannot perceive or conceive the door that it just opened. It's all the same. It's either cans to take over or it's infinity to take over. It does not have a human being might pause and be in bewilderment. But that's the difference of our intelligence versus it running its program. It just knows that whatever it opens, it's supposed to start weeding itself into. The same way fungus weeds into the ground and overtakes everything. It just knows to do it. It doesn't stop to say this is a stone or a rock. It just instantly works around it and keeps going, encasing the rock. Do you understand? So as soon as it opened up Pandora's box, it's like, you know, threading its way into my, you know, my level of consciousness and where my multidimensional bodies, it's tapping now not only in my organic brain, but you guys, I say, have a soul and you guys have some other dimensional bodies. That's why you can perceive in different levels, but minimally you guys are building and working them. Could you imagine my, and each one is 1,000-time layer, just like the stem and the flower and all the levels to that? And now it's starting to weave into all of those. So eventually what happened is it's seducing me. She's doing her dance thing. And I'm like, that's one hot bitch. Okay, she ain't even got a bra on. I've seen all the action. She looks like she's like from South America. She is like smoking hot. Okay. She's got two snakes in her hand, okay, and they're like black with an orange loop around them every so. The ones that are super highly poisonous, one bite can kill like 10 people or some shit, okay? And she's got them in her hand, and they're just kind of looking around, and she's just doing this really slow back and forth, kind of very hypnotizing. And there's a jungle, and I feel myself sinking into the ground, and I feel this warmth on my body. It's like somebody hugging you, but it's like the whole thing at the same time is moving, and you just, it's like a mother holding you. It's like that love from your grandmother. It's like that deep nurturing, and you so want it, you so desire it. It's like beautiful, and you just want it, you just want to be encased in it. And she's doing her thing, and I'm just enthralled with her beauty and this pure sexual energy she hits me on. She hits me in a pure motherly level, everything that's organic. You get what I'm saying? Not spiritual, but there's a spiritualness to it, but it's like a pagan kind of mother goddess kind of love energy that's spiritual. And I know the difference. So in either case, so I'm just feeling all these things. So she's nailed my drive for sex. I'm not hungry at all because it like neutralizes hunger in you. Okay. It's not like marijuana at all. So you're not hungry. You can't even fathom the idea of eating food. You might as well eat like a pile of diarrhea as his appetizer. Food just looks disgusting. Okay. Yeah. So you don't want it. You don't feel it. So what did it do? It neutralized the possibility that if I got up and I ate, what's going to happen if I have it breaking in my stomach as a hallucinogen chemical? If I eat or I drink excessively, it's going to weaken its effect on my body. It's neutralized the drive.
Okay,
preventing it, what might counteract it. Okay, marijuana, you eat a lot, but that's a whole different argument. It's a different kind of drug. Not even close as sophisticated as this. Anyway, I mean, this is like my car is ayahuasca, okay? And you in a wagon holding the stairwell so you don't crash is marijuana going down the hill. I mean, it's like night and day, okay? I have a healthy respect for ayahuasca. Now, that's coming from me, okay? So, it's seducing me, and what is the next thing it's doing? I mean, here I'm not one way or the other. You know that, okay? And I've kind of controlled my urge for women because I don't want to procreate. I'm trying to keep it so I can keep focus on what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? Instead of crossing that line. I'm not bragging on anybody for having kids or family. You know I support all that.
Yeah.
And I can teach around all that. But for me, that was about... The point is that I'm so into this chick, okay? I mean, she's tapping the core of what I really am interested in. It didn't show me a guy holding two snakes and it looked really attractive. It knew deep down inside what I really wanted. I wanted a girl, a hot girl, and it's erotic for me. It knew to get right to the core of it.
So it was
okay?
The most pleasurable thing it could.
Absolutely. And it was to keep my interest on the ball. Do you understand? Pay attention to me. Pay not what's happening to you. Well, as it's sucking me in, that love was it like it's like what keeps you in a stasis while it's wiring the virus in you and it doesn't want you to know. What it didn't count on was my higher consciousness, my middle pillar. And my middle pillar, all of a sudden, when I'm just like, it stepped forward and said, bitch, party's over. And I realized, it took over, my true self took over, and I knew immediately, wow, this is the closest to the edge I've ever been. This chick's amazing. And I looked at her in my higher consciousness, and I pushed myself out. Oh, my God. She was like, like a black storm rolling in, and the snake started hissing. And all the trees that were beautiful, all of a sudden you could see they were like camouflaged in like an octopus and coral. They were always there and they were always moving, but a rocking, the snakes would move backward, forward, back, but ever so hypnotically, beautifully, beautiful. I never thought a snake was so beautiful in my life, and there was millions of them around me. Okay? So as soon as I stopped and I recognized what it was doing, and that was Gaia. She was Gaia. She was at least the representation for Gaia at that moment, okay? What it chose to show me. Everything turned on me because it didn't like the fact that I had the power to stop the program. Most people can't, and if they do, they think they're dying and they freak out and they run out the door. But a lot of people in ayahuasca go nuts. Other people cope with it, and they say that you go through a death scenario. And if you surrender to death, you free yourself. Yeah, you free yourself to the program. It gives you more endorphins, and you're falling. It's like shooting heroin, okay? So I stopped it because if I would have let it continue, the reason why I wanted to experience, and I told my higher self, I'm here to experience. This is all I need to study what this is in case my students get a hold of it, that I can advise. My job is to tell you what down the path. Do you understand? I don't rule out ayahuasca because I'm all pro anti-drug. I'm anti-drug because there's nothing there. If there was something there, I'd say, I hate to say it, we need to do this, or you need to do that. You know what I'm saying? My job is to be honest with you. My job is not to determine what is good or bad for you in the eyes of ethics or moral or anything like that. My job is to tell you honestly without any detour of my own ego or selfishness. My job is to give you the raw facts, to cut the time of you potentially wasting any wrong turns with the amount of time you have left on this planet before we meet a time in reality that we may have to do something. I am designed to get you to the maximum point in the most maximum efficient way. That is what I do. That's why I'm here. That's why I've taken the human body so I can maximize what capability is so I can understand what you're capable of understanding. I had to do like that virus did, but differently. Do you understand? In order to understand what words to use, what expressions to use, how to move my body, my hands, so I can communicate at such a rich level that every second I give you, instead of it being a water drop, it's like a super condensed bomb of water that's been squished into one drop, so when it hits you, it explodes. And you know I'm right.
Yep.
So.
Proof in the pudding.
So we had this huge showdown. And, she's in me already. She gets to use what I got. Can you imagine? So I was in a chess match with a player for the first time, okay, that was using all of my programming of how to do what I do. All the memory patterns are there. All of the teachings were there. All of the knowledge and how to do what I do was there. And she's processing them as fastly as she can to adapt, to fight me, to take control. So she's pissed off now. She's rushing. There's not a methodical level for her to take her time with taking control and doing a thorough job, okay? Now she's mad and she wants to submit me so that she can and take dominance over me, which is what she always intended. But now I'm challenging her, and what it really comes down to, I don't know if you can understand this, I'll simplify as much as I can. She's downloading the data like Matrix as fast as she can because I'm grabbing my consciousness, okay, in my hyperspeed, and I'm doing something, and she's just getting enough energy or enough information in that database as quickly as she can to counter it. So it's like a kung fu fight, okay? And now it's a matter of who is going to be faster and more powerful to find the right technique to slip in and get her. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I fucked her ass up. But, you know, there was that intense moment for me, you know? And in my reality, it may have been seconds for everybody else. It was like a battle to gain control over what she was trying to fight to have control over. And then I had to rip all the wiring out of all my bodies, more or less, so there wouldn't be any traces. Okay?
And you said on the internet that you found something like 2 weeks later.
Yes. Brilliant shit. Okay, there is still echoes of it in me, okay? That's how powerful it is. There's still echoes in me.
So is there any hope for the people that get a hold of it?
Oh, it'll consume them. It'll destroy them. You might as well jump in the volcano. Otherwise, I would have already said you guys need to... Let me tell you, I mean, in all honesty, if I say anything positive, everybody wants it. So I have to be careful what I say. I'm like a robot. I have to tell you guys the truth. That is like my inner oath. It's what, if I can't, don't give you the truth, you will sense there's something more I'm holding back from you. Do you understand? And then it's trust between you, me as your teacher and you being my Padawan, per se. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So the truth is, did I walk away with anything from it? Yes, I did. Was it good stuff? Yes, it was. Whenever you fight for your life and you survive, there's a lot of shit you learn from it that's good. That's what I have to say. But remember, oceans of white cells. And for you, it's going to be a serious temptation.
Oh, I already got past it. I would never do it. And there was a time when I wanted to.
Well, my technology is superior to it, and I proved that by walking away from it, okay? But it took me almost a year to pull that wiring out of me at the speed that I work, at the power that I do. Could you imagine if it got its threading in somebody else?
It sounds like I would have no hope.
I don't think anybody would have any hope. I'm not trying to be arrogant or cocky. It's just that my job is to tell you what I really think.
Yeah, I almost went down to South America to do it.
I believe it. I absolutely believe it.
I didn't, though.
There's a lot. There are people who've done it and seem to have survived through it. I mean, I don't want to drop names, but there's a couple people in our circle of group who have that acknowledge that they did it, yada, yada, yada. And, you know, they'll tell you the same thing. The fact that you survived through it, you know you don't want to go there again. You know that you were really lucky, but there's always that temptation. There's always that temptation calling you. You know, it's like the movie where... It's like the Ring of Power, okay? You want it, but you can kind of not want it, and you know what evil it has, but it keeps whispering to you, and you kind of then kind of convince yourself it's okay, you can be the one that can handle it, that you'll be the one, you know, like going to Vegas, you're going to be the one off the plane, that big herd's going in, well, they're all thinking the same thing. Look at the other herd getting off with frowns on their face, okay, when they're leaving, okay? They were the ones still getting off yesterday to Vegas thinking they're going to be the winners, the millionaires, okay? So everybody thinks that they're going to do it and they're going to be the one that's the winner. It's going to unleash something for them all their life. They've been searching for it. This is the solution. Human beings love simple solutions. They're all about abundance over quality, you know? Anyway, so in either case... You know, I would not sit here and arrogantly say to you that, oh, I won, it was so easy. I might say I beat the bitch because I don't say it, but I'm like, yeah, I fight this entity, I fight that entity. But you know, when it's inside of you and it has the power to do what it did, it's frightening. Do you understand? It never would have had that advantage, but I openly did it, and I invited it into an organic body, which I already think is obsolete anyway, and it's got tons of bad wiring, okay? Or, you know, wiring, which is the human body. And, you know, but in all its flaws, there's a beauty behind it all, and there's a necessity here. So, you know, it is what it is, and I mean, I could talk about it for hours and hours and keep pulling out more and more data. Yeah, there's wonderful, beautiful things that come from it. It would be a lie for me to say wrong. But you know something? I'm trying to think of something that I could say, so is this beautiful, but you remember how much you admired it, and then all of a sudden it knocked all your teeth out and blah, 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 mm-hmm. And then you realize it wasn't what you thought it was, okay? Yeah. It's like that. You know? That's why I'm saying, don't go there. It will destroy you as a white cell at the path you guys are at. It will take you out fast. And you will join the ocean of the rest of them. Ocean of the rest of them. Ocean of the rest of them.